Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
This is just a brief update on Talk Shoe. I'm checking out my sound because everybody was so upset because of my terrible coverage up here on the top of this mountain. And so I'm trying to get that taken care of. So I'm using a headphone with my smartphone and Verizon Wireless, and we'll see how that comes out. So that's really what I'm doing. I want to just remind everybody we are planning a fellowship here the 22nd of October, and the morning service will be at the Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, and then we will be coming down to Pineville in the afternoon, having an evening and afternoon fellowship time here at Pineville House Church. And so I want to remind everyone of that. If you have an interest in coming, if you can contact me at 417-393-6990, let me know you'll be coming so we'll kind of know how to plan. Also, I wanted to everyone that do this talk to every Monday night, and I may have a update on Wednesdays for everyone, just like this, a brief 15-minute update to bring everybody up to stuff on what's going on. Just to let everybody know, I am moving forward on the second book that I have been working on, and I have changed the title to The Lies of Free Will, The Lies of Free Will Exposed. Because I can't expose anything. It's the scripture and point out what the lies are. God's the one that can reveal it to the heart. And so we are going to publication as we speak with that book. It has been approved by my publisher for publishing. It's been submitted. And then after we go through publishing, they're doing the cover design now, and then they'll go to distribution. And it will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most of the book outlets. And it will be available also in ebook format as well as Kindle. And so I'll keep you abreast as that goes forward. We are planning on republishing Phillips versus the State of Missouri. We have updated it, and it's going to have a different cover on it, and it's going to be available in a lot of those same marketplaces. So I wanted also to let everybody know that Mark's cell phone he has not really been interested in pursuing it after thinking he was. So if he doesn't respond to you, don't take it personally. It's just that he is just not engaging. I guess it's too much of an overload on him or whatever to try to do it. So that was a little disappointing, but we just have to move on. Just to remind you, his cell phone number is, Mark's cell phone number is 417-669-8550, 417-669-8550. And so that's that. There's not going to be any service at Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church this Sunday because Michael is going to be speaking in another church. And so we will be having our morning and evening service at the Pineville House Church this Sunday. And just for anyone that wants to know, our services start at 10 o'clock, and we're usually through by noon. And then in the evening, they start around 5:45 and go until whenever we finish there. I also have been working through some things that we have been talking about resting in Christ. And I tried to bring these points out on Talk Show and was unable to really get through because of the poor audio. And I'm hoping this audio is coming through. I have no way of checking it. The thing that is really important is resting in Christ is nothing more than embracing and accepting what he said of himself. Resting in Christ is. Now, in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, it tells us, 3, for we which have believed do enter into rest. We which have believed do enter into rest. Born in my wrath, they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Okay? And then in the 8th verse it says, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. So, entering into rest is ceasing from our own works and proclaiming that we have a hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Even Jesus, made the high priest for us. Hebrews 6:19 and 20. And then in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. And it says that in Hebrews 9, verse 11, Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And he also said that in chapter 10, in verse 12, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Verse 14, 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So that's what I was trying to convey on Talk Show, and I wasn't coming through clear, and people got a little frustrated over the fact that it wasn't coming through, so that's why I wanted to do this update. That's about it. Hope you have a blessed day, resting in Christ and his completed work. God bless.